80% of all wastewater today is just released back into the environment, and this has major implications on health and also on the environment. So some examples of the health implications is from Lagos in Nigeria. It's a city that produces 1.5 million cubic meters of wastewater, and the main part of that is just released back into the Lagos Lagoon, where you have children bathing, playing. And when you put this into context with 1,000 children dying every day due to unsafe water and sanitation that creates diarrhea, this becomes a major problem. We also see these issues in present pollutants in wastewater, such as antibiotics or hormones or steroids, that we yet need to see the implications of. And in terms of the environment, where you see there is if you just release wastewater back into the environment, it can cause toxic algae blooming, and it can also disrupt biodiversity. So we really need to focus on wastewater this year. But the good news is that there's a lot of things that can be done. So, for example, municipalities can clean their streets with wastewater. You can also have industries that can reuse wastewater for heating or for cooling down systems or even for cleaning factories. And there's a lot on an individual level that can be done, such as just turning off the tap when you brush your teeth, to not to create more wastewater that we then need to treat.
How much of a problem is this? I mean, is there data showing how much water is being wasted around the world? Which countries are really getting a handle on the problem?
Well, low-income countries, of course, are the main ones. Where you see there's a great discrepancy between high-income countries and low-income countries. In low-income countries, you have nearly 70% that's being released into the environment, whereas in high-income countries, the number is around 8%. So there's a very big discrepancy here.
So obviously we need more data gathering, and what is UN Water doing to facilitate that?
Well, UN Water is a coordinating mechanism. So we look at policy and technical advice to member states. We also look at monitoring and reporting, especially for SDG 6 now, and to raise awareness and to create knowledge about water and sanitation for people.
Are there any particular projects, perhaps with industry, where you're looking at reducing wastewater inefficiencies?
There are some great examples, and from this textile industry that is a big water user and also wastewater producer, they have some very nice initiatives. One is called the Swedish Textile Industry Initiative, that is looking at exactly this for wastewater and World Water Day this year.